Hello everyone and welcome to the 10th episode of the Two Halves podcast with me, Parinita. This episode is called Song of the Yakshas and it's about my never-ending love for this gorgeous art form, Yakshagana. This art form, and I'll go as far as saying this, has definitely changed my life. So this episode and the next two are going to be a walkthrough how I go about my design process. And I've never actually gone back to my collections and looked back at them this closely. And I must say, it's been so rewarding. And such a reminder of how quickly time flies. And of course, only looking back do we realize how far we've come. Crazy time travel has happened in the last few days. The first time I watched a live Yakshagana performance was when I was 14 years old. And it was at my cousin's wedding. Odd place, right? That's exactly what I asked my mom. I said, how come there's a Yakshagana performance at a wedding? And it's a very captivating dance form. To which she said, there aren't many people who watch this anymore here. And I think at this point, my subconscious opened its treasure chest and said, okay, I'm going to save this for you until you need it in the future. Now I'm still wondering if this was a coincidence or was it really part of the plan all along? Of course, looking back, I think the latter. Fast forward 6 years, third year in design school. I think fifth semester, I really cannot figure out where this is. So we have a subject called Fashion Illustration and Design, which we call FID. And we do these projects, which are basically the whole design process. That's starting from finding an inspiration, then to doing our research, which includes market research. As to which segment does it fit in, we do trend research from sites like WGSN, trend forecasting. In college, we used to have this trend forecast book, which was called Promo Steel. Client research, identifying the demographic we'd be catering to. Brainstorming, which I now realize is my most important step. Then of course we go about fabric sourcing, then sketching the silhouettes to a muslin fit, and then to the actual garment. So in this semester, we had a prep project where we had to pick a designer and we had to make a collection according to their sensibilities. Ta-da! My subconscious mind opened this treasure chest and said, hey, remember Yakshagana? So that's what I picked. And this was the first time that I picked this. There are going to be two more instances after this. But this was the first. What is Yakshagana? Yakshagana is a folk dance drama tradition of Karnataka and it originated about 400 years ago. It's a form of storytelling through dance and drama, and characters wear elaborate costumes and a lot of ornaments, and these ornaments are made of light wood and they're covered with lac and then covered with imitation gold leaf. Another very important characteristic of Yakshagana are their headgears, and their size is relative to the character that they're playing. This headgear is covered with a red and black cloth and then ornamented with gold and silver tinsel ribbons, lots of beads, peacock feathers and jewelry. The costumes are made basically in three colors, which is red, green and yellow. Yakshagana literally means song of the Yakshas. And Yakshas, according to Indian mythology, are mischievous nature spirits who are actually custodians of treasures that are hidden in the earth and the roots of trees. They are powerful magicians and shapeshifters. This art form has a lot of mystery and robustness, in which singing and drumming merge with dancing. Yakshagana is sometimes called a true people's theatre because they usually stage this in paddy fields at night. And most predominant themes of the stories of Yakshagana are fights and warfare stories. And this art form is supposed to create such a supernatural ambience that it just takes the audience into a different world. So Yakshagana, when started, was mostly male-dominated. Even the female characters were played by men. But it's only in the recent times that a lot more women are taking part. Characters also have distinct face paints. Each character was also represented by the color of their face paint. The characters of princes would get a rosy pink color. The green face would be used for kings. Blue color for Krishna and Vishnu. And black, of course, for Yama and demons. The mirror work on their costumes reflect light when these actors perform on stage. So this was a theme I picked for my FID project. Strike one. Also, every semester, we used to have something called an ITP, which is an integrated term project, which was basically combining all the things that we've studied throughout the semester for our final project. So the next semester, our ITP was Indian wear. And I thought that was my forte and I was like, this is awesome. What did I go back to? I think most of us did. Most of us went back to our pred project and we chose the same theme. So I had Yakshagana once again. And I made this three-layered anarkali, which had like crazy borders on each one of them. Strike two. And I don't think I thought I would come back to this. So our final semester, which was to be our graduation collection, I think I was blank for a very long time. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Funnily, I wanted to do menswear. I also had a conversation with my faculty about how I want to do menswear. So we had to discuss this before I think we left for placements in December. So I think we had a preliminary discussion about what we want to do or what we're going to go ahead with. And I remember having a conversation saying, I want to do menswear. To which my faculty asked me, how good is your garment construction? I mean, I was good. I don't think I was great. Of course, now, that's another thing. But I said, yeah, I'm good. So she was like, no, I think you should do women's wear. So I said, okay. But I was blank. I feel like I thought so much about this theme, or I had just at least taken the first step towards menswear. Oh my God, I also suddenly remembered that I wanted to make a kids' wear collection. Me and a classmate, we were really good at kids' wear. So we wanted to make that for our final design collection. So we had a discussion and they were like, no, I think you'll have to get your own models. So we were like, okay, I don't think that's going to happen. Wow, I was running away from women's wear clearly. So funny. And then I kept thinking what to do. And I remember I came up with this. I think I wanted to do a blend between pre-independence Indian costumes merged with Victorian costumes. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I even made a presentation on this, but turns out somebody in my class had the exact same idea. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing this for sure. So I gave that up as well. And I remember we had a presentation the next day and I was still walking around in the evening without knowing what I was going to do. And I walked to my faculty and I said, ma'am, I really don't know what I'm going to do. And she said in these exact words, I'm going to hit you. And I think that's the moment I realized, oh my God, nothing can be better than Yakshagana. So I think I went running back to her and I said, what about Yakshagana? And she was like, oh my God, wow, why not? So I came back home. I made the presentation, which was supposed to be shown the next day. But again, I was looking completely at Indian wear because for some reason, I thought that was my strong point. So my presentation, my inspiration was Yakshagana and my design direction was completely Indian wear. And again, thank God for the faculty that we had. I feel like they just knew all of us very, very well. They knew what we're capable of as opposed to what we think we can do. So again, I was told that I should not look at Indian wear because it's quite obvious the connection, that I should explore more and think about more possibilities. So I came back, redid my presentation, and I said, okay, it's a very strong Indian cultural theme, but I will make it global, completely Western. Anybody from any part of the world would be okay to wear these. So that's how my design collection process started. And I still have this scrapbook with me for about, 8 years now? And it's filled with all my Yakshagana work. And now it has my Pariha work. It has a lot of measurements of all the people. So yes, coming back to my process. So my inspiration is Yakshagana. Design direction is Western. Category is women's wear. Next is brainstorming. I think this is one of my most favorite steps in the design process. Because I just love how words translate to design elements. So these are the few words that I've picked up. Dance, intricate, rhythm, music, art, flares, layers, vigorous movement, anklets, systematic, expression, mythology, makeup, pom-poms, ornamental, robust, extravagant. So how do these translate to design elements? Flares and layers translates to volume, huge garments, and pleats. Dance would translate to movement of the garment, celebration of these huge voluminous skirts. Intricate would translate to thin piping, micro pleating. Robust would translate to solid fixed pattern of the checks and bold stripes. And of course, lots of shoulder details because that's very unique to Yakshagana. They wear almost like an armor sort of thingy on their shoulders. And I picked colors from the costumes and the face paints, mostly primary colors. And this is what I still work with mostly all the time. And another design element that I will never ever stop loving, which adds a lot of drama and movement, and that is ruffles. If I go back and look at all my collections, there is so much of this design element. So many ruffles. And I love it. So now we have a slight idea of what fabric kinds we're looking for. So then we pick up fabrics. And then the next step is, of course, silhouettes. Sketches. And I think I have close to about 50 for this collection in college. I think all of us did that much. Constant rejection, constant redo, not getting approval of our designs. So we just keep at it, doing different things until something stuck. And we had to only do 6, I think. Our show was just 6 outfits. But to get that, we've easily had about 10 times more, about 60 designs. But that's the thing with designing. The first few I think we come up with is what we've already seen. So we need to dig deeper and deeper and deeper until you get to where you are, where it just screams you. Then come the muslin fits. It's basically making our designs in this fabric that's called muslin. Muslin is like this plain weave cotton fabric which is available in a lot of different varied weaves. So it has a lot of different weights. So it's for us to visualize our outfit. So if we're using chiffon maybe in the actual garment, we can pick a lightweight muslin and use that. And if we're making a jacket, we need a heavier weight fabric. So we pick a heavier muslin. So muslin fits basically give us an idea of what is working and what is not. Or if we have to make any changes before we actually make the actual garment in the actual fabric. Of course, we've also had a lot is an understatement, millions of redos. I think design school has trained us for, I don't know what, redos. Yeah. So yes, if we're lucky and we get our muslin fits approved, we can actually move on to the actual collections. And we're running out of time majorly because we have so much work to do and some of us were still stuck at muslin fits because my collection had a lot of layers. And if I had to replicate those garments completely, it took all of us a lot of time. But once we got past that and we started working on our actual garments, of course, a lot of redos even on that. Crazy world of redos we used to live in. Oh my god. Yes, we've gotten past all this. Our juries are over. And then it's time for our graduation show. And for this, we needed to get all the accessories sorted. And I think I told my dad and he knew someone in his office who knew some Yakshagana performers in Mangalore. So he asked them if they could send us an actual costume. And they did. So my showstopper, who was the most amazing Indrani Das Gupta. Oh my god, how did we get so lucky? I don't know. She was my showstopper. So she wore the headgear that the actual Yakshagana dancers use. And I don't think I myself knew that my collection would look like that on the runway. This was strike three. This was the first time that I actually saw what I could do, I think. Because up until then, I used to always think I'm a very commercial designer. That I would do very well in retail. Why I had this thought, I'm still wondering. Fast forward 2 months. Me at my job in a retail company. And I'm lost. Because my job was basically putting logos on football, socks, caps, stuff like that. It was like I had to just wipe Yakshagana and this collection out of my mind as fast and as easily as I could. Of course, that was not happening. And they also kept telling me that, no, we'll get more design work. We'll get more design work. This is just initial. This is just initial. So this went on for about 5 months. And I think one of my senior who was also working for the same company asked me, oh, so what are you going to put in your portfolio? Just accessories. The universe and its funny, funny ways of working with people. Suddenly, I was like, wow. I never thought about that. So I quit. And that's when Pariha was born. So I think when I decided to do Bangalore Fashion Week, Yakshagana was already on my mind. And I think I had already started making outfits because I was applying for another show. So I think I knew in my heart that if I have to do a runway show, it has to be Yakshagana. I don't know if it was something that I didn't want to let go of, if it was something that I felt I knew, if it was something that I felt the world needed to see. But I know I felt like I'm not completely done with Yakshagana. And of course, since I was doing a show in Bangalore, after I got to know that, I was like, this is perfect. And this time I can say I had a lot of creative liberties because I was not in college anymore and I could work my way differently. And this collection taught me so much, so much. So in our seventh semester, we had a subject called portfolio development. So we had to put in all the projects that we thought were really good. So I wanted to include my Pret project, which was Yakshagana Strike 1. But when we did that, we had actually designed that for another designer. So we were told that we need to make this our own label, make a brand board, make a client board, and a mood board for our brand and this collection. And this exactly translates to what Pariha is. So I pulled out my portfolio and I was reading this and I was like, wow. I mean, it's still there on my Facebook page. This is what I've taken it from, but it's crazy. So my brand was called Parinita, because why not? And here's what it says. Parinita is a divine amalgamation of traditional silks and fabrics. Designs that blend Indian tradition with contemporary trends to create looks that are universal yet Indian in spirit. Each ensemble wanders through an emotion. Distinct yet graceful silhouettes with magnificent brocades. Delicate chiffons, an exquisite combination of fabrics, with a string of subtle embroidery, form the soul of the label. And who's my client? Somebody who knows the beauty of being in the moment, poise and grace, signatures of a beautiful woman, who believes in personifying the culture of India across the world, and has the vigor to make her drapes dance to her tunes. That's my client board. And this is my collection brief. My collection was called An Entrancement of Yakshagana. And it says, a kaleidoscope of the Indo-West awaits. Garments that react to the movement of the body, representing perfect craftsmanship. Melody has been flown into the fabric, combining dramatic hues that transcend in time. Silks, brocades in spectacular fuchsias, greens, blacks, and beautifully blending motifs with subtle embellishments form an encore to this collection. My God! Of course I would use the word perfect. And this has definitely still stuck. Except my label is now Pariha, not Parinita. Few things of course I've added now. Pariha's core philosophy is cultural rediscovery. The soul is still quite the same. Indian stories and contemporary trends. Creating looks that are universal, yet Indian in spirit. Also, creating statement pieces that work cohesively and individually. Pariha's one complete look has at least, well, the maximum I've gone up to is 4. 4 garments per look. So for the 12 outfits that I made for Bangalore Fashion Week, I had 28 pieces. And that's quite less because my Vancouver and Paris collections have about 39 pieces for 12 outfits. And each statement piece has an individual and a collective purpose. And I also realize that through Pariha, I can also tell stories about Indian art forms that are struggling to survive. Most of them on the brink of extinction. And every element is part of the narrative. Every detail is telling a story. Everything has meaning. Even if it's a tiny displaced button, it is where it is because it's telling a story. So with this collection for Bangalore Fashion Week, like I said, I got to take a lot of creative liberties. So apart from the 12 outfits, another really important aspect of this collection was going to be its accessories, which was the jewelry and the footwear. So for the jewelry, had to be from the Lambanis. So the Lambanis are a nomadic tribe and it's believed that they have migrated into Rajasthan from Afghanistan. And now they've settled all over the country, including Karnataka. Lambani embroidery is this amazing, colorful use of chain stitches, cow shells, coins. So they make beautiful mirrored belts. And of course, they have lovely jewelry. So me and a couple of friends went to Hampi. Hampi is where these people are and they practice their embroidery. So we picked up all these beautiful rings and neck pieces and me and my best friend getting overexcited over there looking at every piece of jewelry. And we wanted to pick everything. But yes, we came back from Hampi with very, very heavy bags. And then yes, footwear. So I picked up these colorful flats. And another important detail in Yakshagana is pom-poms. They use a lot of pom-poms in their costumes. So me and my best friend got these colored pom-poms and she did all the sticking work. So she stuck these pom-poms on the strap and that was my footwear for the collection. My show was on February 3rd, 2017. And I remember driving to the venue for fittings with my best friend. And as we just entered the driveway of the hotel, she asked me, "How are you doing?" And I said, "I'm freaking out." But that was only until the doors opened and I walked in. Literal flipping of the switch. Of course, I think the adrenaline and the excitement just takes over anything. And my collection was called Song of the Yakshas. And this was my design brief. This collection, Song of the Yakshas, is inspired by the traditional theatre dance form Yakshagana. It's a creative expression of extravagance, drama and rhythmic movement. This dance form is stunning in its individuality and strength as well as its artistry. It's a mix and match of striking color and contours, robustness in checks, exaggerated and layered elements with voluminous silhouettes to add to the theatricals. Each ensemble has a sense of drama. And this collection is looking to reinvent an almost forgotten art form and entrance the mind with this powerful element of our culture. So Song of the Yakshas became this beautiful blend of unique identities. From Yakshagana to Lambanis to Indian stories to universal spirit. And because I had such voluminous skirts, all of them could go and twirl at head ramp, which was amazing to see. That's strike 4. And yes, I am working on making a video for this. Because I have crazy behind the scenes photographs of muslin fits from my college to me in the studio trying skirts to my best friend sticking pom-poms on these footwear. Pariha has taken crazy quantum leaps. I had gone back to college, I think a few months back, and I met this faculty who I hadn't seen for a very long time. And she looked at me and said, "Oh my God, yes, you're the Yakshagana girl." And I was like, "Oh my God." People actually remember my collection, which is amazing. And I'm very happy being called the Yakshagana girl. It's crazy what all teachers remember. And this was, what, 8 years ago? Wow. And this one is dedicated to all the Yakshagana artists, past, present, and future. Ever since I could put inspiration and design together, this is something I've been so obsessed with. And I cannot be more grateful. And may this continue for another 400 years. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. If you have any art form or any craft that you have always loved, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram and write to me at pariha.designstudio. That's pariha.designstudio. Until next time, I'm learning to have the vigor to make my drapes dance to my tunes.